Good morning and welcome to our Harvest Festival. Welcome if you're in the building with us, but also welcome to everyone online. It's lovely to be able to celebrate with everybody. And that is what we're doing this morning. We want to celebrate. First of all, what we're thinking about this morning is saying thank you. Thank you particularly for our amazing donation that we got yesterday. Some very, very generous donations came in and very excited about that. We want to be thinking about saying thank you this morning. It's sometimes quite hard to say thank you. Sometimes you wake up in the morning and don't know what you're saying thank you for. But we always know we have God with us. We know that God is with us when we're struggling. And we're saying thank you for his presence with us, as well as his presence that he's blessed us with.
We're now going to have our first reading from Jo.
Good morning. This is the New Testament reading, taken from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 to 18. Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Well, good morning, everyone. I'd like to extend my welcome to you from me and obviously from Becky and Kate and say thank you so much for joining us, whether you're here in the building or online on Facebook Live. Well, here we are, Harvest 2020. When we were planning this service last year, we did think about hiring a bouncy castle today. That might have to wait till next year, so we'll keep you posted on that one. But it is lovely to have you with us, and thank you so much again for your generous donations, which is going to be very well received. So thank you for that. Now, the theme of today's service, as you might have guessed from Joe's reading, is giving thanks in all circumstances. Now, it turns out that that's actually quite hard to do, as we saw when we did it with our youth, which you'll see on the screen now.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to St. Tim's Youth. Woo, woo!
Woo!
So enthusiastic, guys.
Very
worn out, don't you think?
Yeah, there's so many people here.
Yeah, where is everyone tonight?
Busy with their actual lives, I guess.
Well, at least we have the best youth here then, don't we?
Yeah, that is very true. We are the best youth. Yeah.
David, do you want to start with our reading then for us?
Sure. Well, we've got a short reading from 1 Thessalonians 5, which is, rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
So, tonight's theme is giving thanks in all circumstances. So let's start by thinking about things that we are thankful for. Any ideas?
Well, I guess I'm thankful that my BTS concert in London was cancelled.
Oh,
that was very exciting. Yeah. And Eurovision as well. It's been a really good year, I think.
Yeah, it's been great for me. My holiday to Spain got cancelled with all my family. So that was great. And then not being able to see my friends or family, that's also been really great. This year's been so amazing.
Yeah, me too. Well, I'm really grateful that the pet shops are closed and that I can get the hamster that I wanted, but...
Yeah, okay, guys. I think we get the message. It's been a pretty rubbish year, hasn't it? Let's be honest. But I think if we stop and think about it, we have got things in our lives that we can be genuinely thankful for, things that God has given us. I think we're better off than a lot of people in some ways. So let's take a second now just to think of things that we actually can genuinely say that we are thankful for in our lives. So we'll start with you, Una. What about you?
Well, I guess even if the concert was cancelled, I've had a lot of content from BTS, from YouTubers, to keep me going through the quarantine. And I guess I'm very thankful that my situation, like, and my family situation, hasn't been as bad as I know it could have been. So I guess I'm grateful for that.
Really?
Yeah, although it wasn't the best year, I'm very grateful that I got to adopt a lovely cat over quarantine, which is great. And I'm also grateful for my family and my friends. And even though my family are very annoying, they've been very nice to have over quarantine. I have a roof over my head, which is very nice.
Very good, very good. Casey, how about you?
I'm grateful that we still have takeaways.
Yeah. What's your favourite takeaway, Casey?
Probably the Rajput. I do like
it. Oh, definitely.
Good stuff.
Curry.
Pizza, pizza. Love pizza, pizza.
Yeah. Well, I'm also grateful that family and friends are still around to give us company, someone to talk to. when you're feeling like down.
Yeah, definitely.
How about you, David?
Well, I'm really grateful to God that I still have a job, which I know not everybody is able to say. I'm thankful that the one member of my family who has had COVID has recovered well from it, and that I'm still able to see my family and friends on a regular basis, even if it is socially distanced.
Well, I'm thankful for McDonald's. I seem to spend most of my life there. I'm thankful for Zoom. I didn't even know what Zoom was back in March, but
yeah.
It's definitely been the saving grace of our youth ministry and many, many calls on Zoom, so that's been good.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for God for being with me, for being with all of us and helping us get through this time. And I'm thankful for you guys, for St. Tim's Youth. I've really been good to hang out with you all. Really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I'm very thankful for Fusion and Blueprint, because if I hadn't been coming to these, then I would have literally been doing nothing.
Yeah, I guess we all have lots to be thankful for, don't we?
Yeah.
Well, many thanks, St. Tim's Youth. As we could see, it was tricky at first to think about things that we're thankful for, particularly in such a rubbish year. But when we tried really hard, there were things we could be thankful for, and indeed that everyone here can be thankful for. So we can now think and reflect a bit on that as we start to sing and worship God.
Good morning. Our second Bible reading is from Paul's letter to the church at Philippi. And he writes this from his prison cell, and he speaks about the secret of contentment and the strength that Jesus provides that enables us to achieve all things. Rejoice in the Lord always. I'll say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition and with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, and whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you learnt or received or heard from me or seen in me, put into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I'm not saying this because I'm in need, for I've learnt to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learnt the secret of being content in every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all this through him who gives me strength. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Roger. Thinking back now to the youth session that we watched earlier, it's clear that giving thanks to God in all circumstances is challenging, particularly in 2020. Like pretty much all of us, the youth seemed fed up. And who can blame them? This, after all, has probably been the worst year of their lives. Being asked to be thankful amidst all the rubbish that's going on can almost seem galling. But when encouraged to do so, the youth were able to find things that they were grateful for. Whether it was just a local takeaway, or the roof over their heads, or the fact that they could still meet online, or the fact that they had friends and family who loved them. When they thought about it, there are actually lots of things that we can all be thankful for. When I was a child, the phrase, count your blessings, was banded around quite a bit. And with good reason. If you are able to always keep in mind the blessings that you have in your life, then it does help you to keep things in perspective. But that's a big if. Because as we all know, when you're going through a terrible time and struggling to cope, counting your blessings isn't exactly at the forefront of your mind. And if someone does say to you in that moment, well, at least you've got a roof over your head, it isn't likely to be well received, however true it might be. being told to always look on the bright side of life, somehow doesn't quite cut it. It's one thing to give thanks to God and rejoice when things are going well. It's another thing altogether to do that when things are going badly. In the second reading that Roger's read to us, we hear from Paul, who has learned to be content whatever the circumstance. The cynic in me wants to respond to that by saying, good for you, Paul, but you didn't have a global pandemic to deal with. Well, no, he didn't. But Paul did know a thing or two about suffering. In 2 Corinthians, he says, 5 times I received from the Jews the 40 lashes minus 1. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 I was pelted with stones. 3 times I was shipwrecked. I spent a night and a day in the open sea. I have been constantly on the move. I have been in danger from rivers, in danger from bandits, in danger from my fellow Jews, in danger from Gentiles, in danger in the city, in danger in the country, in danger at sea, and in danger from false believers. I have labored and toiled and often gone without sleep. I have known hunger and thirst and have often gone without food. I have been cold and naked. Besides everything else, I face the daily pressure of my concern for all the churches. Okay, Paul, fair play. You do know what it's like to go through rubbish situations. So what is his secret? How on earth does he keep on going? And through all that, stay positive and keep on giving thanks to God. Well, in verse 12 and 13, he tells us. Paul says, I know what it is to be in need. I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in every and any situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all this through him who gives me strength. What is his secret? Jesus Christ. Giving thanks in all circumstances is an impossible task in our own strength. It cannot be achieved simply by counting our blessings. But with God, all things are possible. God promises to be with us every second of every day. Whatever we face in life, we face it with him by our side. We don't know what's round the corner. Tomorrow is likely to bring more pain, more restrictions on our daily life. That light at the end of the tunnel is looking pretty distant right now. But through everything, we know that God is with us constantly, strengthening us, giving us the energy and the willpower to get through each day. And in that knowledge and in that strength, we are able to praise him and to give thanks to him whatever our circumstances. For even if we literally have nothing, we still have him. And in that moment, we realize the amazing truth that ultimately he is enough. Let's pray. Lord, we know that right now things are pretty difficult. And though we try, it can be really hard to rejoice. Really hard to give you thanks each day. But Lord, we thank you for the promise of your Holy Spirit. And we invite your Holy Spirit to be with us right now. Whether we're here in this building or watching online in our homes. Fill us with your Spirit. Fill us with your strength. Give us your joy and your peace. And give us the strength to turn back and praise you no matter what happens, knowing that you are always at our side. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to hand over now to our worship team.
is who you are.
Thank you, Alex, and thank you to the worship team for reminding us to come back to God. We now have some prayers from the Pledger family.
Help us, Lord, not just to crave more and more, but to be thankful for what we do have, and to be able to give thanks to you, even when we feel like we have nothing to be thankful for.
We pray that one day everyone will have the fruit and fibre they need not to go hungry. We lift up to you those who are working to put an end to hunger in the world, especially those in food banks across the UK.
Help us not to snap when we are finding life challenging, but instead crackle with your spirit, showing kindness to others and giving them the pop of your love in their hearts.
May we always be ready to bless those who are less well off than ourselves by stepping out in your strength and doing the right thing, even when it isn't easy.
Pray in the name of our special King, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you to the pledgers. And now we all join together in the word of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And we're now going to worship together in words, in humming, in movement. You can dance if you want. We'll all join together with the worship team. Thank you so much to our worship team for those stunning songs. I think everyone will agree they were worth the huge amount of time they spent on doing them. So thank you very much. Thank you all very much for joining us. It's been lovely to be with everyone this morning and to celebrate with you.
So we've come to the end of our service. That's about it, friends. Be cheerful. Keep things in good repair. Keep your spirits up. Think in harmony. Be agreeable. Do all that, and the God of love and peace will be with you for sure. The amazing grace of the Master, Jesus Christ, the extravagant love of God, and the intimate friendship of the Holy Spirit be with you all of us. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us.